Hello and welcome to episode 239 of the AFK Podcast for the week of May 20th, 2019. I'm your host, James Flynn, and this is the PC Gaming Podcast from Gamers Like You. Joining me this week is Curlin.
Epic can eat a dick.
And Kevin the Red Commie, who had to go get something to drink or take a piss, but he'll be right back. Curlin, what have you been up to the last couple weeks? What's on your playlist?
Oh, man, I've been doing a lot of everything but playing, it seems. But I did manage to squeeze in some time to play a little bit of Division. You know, how you just kind of veg out and, like, kind of want something to play, but don't really want to start anything new because you only have an hour or two. And, like, if you do anything more than what's muscle memory, you, like, will get too involved, and you know that you probably won't get a chance to finish it because you're short on time and that whole shit.
Yeah, yeah. Is it a dad thing, like dad life?
That too, yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, and I did fire up Mass Effect Andromeda again just to see how it runs on the Radeon.
So how'd it do?
Well, I mean, it does pretty good. I mean, it
should.
For the most part, it pegs the frame limit.
It's so funny that you fired up Andromeda because I fired up the first Mass Effect.
Oh,
I was playing around in that, yeah.
Yeah, now I know that pegged the frame limit.
Yeah, and I think it has a frame limiter, though.
There's a way around it, I believe. It's because it's an Unreal Engine game. You can go into one of the ionize in there and disable the frame rate smoothing. Just set it to false instead of... And it'll run at the... your VSync cap or whatever you have.
Cool. Very cool. Kevin, what's on your playlist?
Have I been playing things? Yeah. So some Division 2, just trying to, you know, play a bit with the new update. Hoping to catch some others. Been playing with Bill and Bubba, Corey, some Conan. And I just recently started leeching off people in Diablo 3, just saying, you know, just being there and then picking up gear and not doing anything. Well, sounds like my own life.
What is it, like season 87 or some shit?
17. Yeah, but I know what you mean. Actually, I think the season thing has been good for Diablo. I kept wishing, and I'm not saying this is what I hope they do with Diablo 4. But, you know, I've kept thinking, you know, in Diablo 3, they could have kept it going by adding, you know, incremental characters like once a year or something, like they did with the Necromancer. But I do know that it does take a lot of work to make the kind of balanced character that works in Diablo. You just can't just throw a character together and say, here we go. We'd probably get all annoyed and then claiming they were just trying to cash in on the characters, like they probably will do with Diablo Immortal, but I'm not going to touch that. I mean, play game-wise. Other than that, I've just been watching a few videos here and there, and loving this video. Did you guys see the one I posted in Discord about the internet historian about the fall of Fallout 76? It's just it's basically put Bethesda in a completely, totally shitty frame in my mind. Even though I did enjoy Fallout 76, it's all the other stuff around it, that, and especially since I've stopped playing it, that's been going on that annoys me. But I'll let you guys decide your own opinions on that.
So you bought... Well, oh, sorry. Go ahead, girls.
Oh, I was going to say, like, even Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder could see that Fallout 76 was not going to be what we expected once they announced that Always Online.
I know. I mean, I was hoping for a little bit better, but the game has some fun moments, but I will admit that it got boring pretty quickly overall, especially when you... just being able to not build what you want to build because there was a limit, and when you were like, I just want to build something small but it looks awesome, you couldn't really do it because you were just so limited, and that was annoying, and there was other stuff. But my main concern, if you haven't seen the video, is just how they handled the Nuka Dark stuff, the nylon. Oh, I'm sorry. It was supposed to be a canvas bag from the collector's editions. Apparently, the only people that really got the real true canvas bags at first were influencers. But what's funny is I heard Shroud didn't even get his. So I don't know what's about that. People being able to get refunds. Shroud.
Who's that?
You don't know who Shroud is?
No.
Me neither.
He's a famous Counter-Strike player that now streams. He did really well in like games of PUBG. He usually has... He's up there with Dr. Disrespect.
Oh, okay. So he's one of them. Okay.
People.
One of them. They're streamer fellas.
Yes. But, like, you know, if I was going to say if anyone should have gotten, you know, the true canvas bag with their collectible, it should have been Shroud. Because he's usually up there with, you know, 30,000 easy viewers, if not more, depending on, you know, what's going on. But, yeah, there was an issues with the Nuka Dark. Apparently, they shipped out, they presented what looks like a really awesome cup. Who knew how the liquid would be, you know, the actual contents of the bottle. But they presented this really cool bottle. And then when people got it, it was just basically a regular bottle inside a flimsy plastic casing. And they said, they're going to say this, it costs us twice as much to make it with that plastic covering, which I think they, in their opinion, was this way you can put it over around anything you want. But people wanted a real glass, you know, really authentic looking Nuka bottle, Nuka Dark bottle, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, they made this cheap flimsy stuff that broke easily when people were taking it apart, and it tastes like crap too, apparently. But since I don't drink, I wouldn't know, and I wasn't going to buy that anyways. Plus his other stuff. I mean, it's just, Bethesda's just, like you guys were talking about Epic being on your shit list, Bethesda's going more and more on my shit list as well. So, but we can go into that more later.
Yeah, it falls into that games as a service problem.
That mobile game is pretty loose.
Which mobile game?
The Elder Scrolls Blade.
Oh yeah, I actually downloaded it and tried it out. It's not that, it's yeah.
It's got a lot of in-game purchases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's one of those you just kind of start it up and you run a mission or two and then you wait. You run off and do something else.
And then you come back, open your chest up, and then play a couple of missions.
It's got timers
and then
too,
wait.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. That's the hope. That's the thing a lot of people are pissed off about. So wait, either I can pay money to open the chest right away, or I gotta wait. At least they let you open the chests, even the high ones, even though it's on a timer, rather than some places where you do actually have no choice but spend money to open up the more high valuable chests.
Yeah, it's a shame because that game looked really good. I think there was a lot of potential there.
Yeah, but to tell you the truth, because I have to wait so much, I've stopped and I haven't gone back to it. That is one big pizza.
What? That's one big pizza.
Yeah, I'm going to post in Discord. Sorry, I'm on the Discord and someone posted this.
You know, I've been playing it kind of like how people do, well, kind of like how with a follow, you know, you log in, you do a couple of things, you send people out on a mission, and it's going to take 2 hours. You're like, no, I'm not spending Nuka on it to get them there now. Like, same concept.
Yeah. Yeah, I just never cared for that. Yeah, plus, I don't play anything on the small screen, so.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of it either, but I'd rather do that than give them money.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Patient. At least you have the option. You know,
yeah,
the options there. So I've been playing, I finished up Vampire and I did a review. It's over at 106gaming.net. And I haven't posted anything to my blog or done any game reviews or anything for the past couple weeks because my personal life just kind of blew up. My stepmother passed away. So we had that going on. My kid was in the hospital and everything's okay with her too. But it was just been, you know, a couple crazy weeks. And then by the time Mother's Day rolled around, we were supposed to do a podcast that night. But again, with it being Mother's Day and just having, you know, lost my stepmom, just wasn't up for doing that. So I just haven't really been doing much of anything except I have done some gaming. And I finished up Vampire. I've listed that as a recommended game on my blog. That
Nice.
That was a great game. It had a few, you know, minor. I had a few minor complaints about it. For some reason, if you're running it on an AMD rig with a Zen processor, the loading screens are like 3 minutes long, and it's just a glitch with AMD processors for some reason. So I ended up playing the majority of the game on my Intel machine. Just because I didn't want to sit through the loading screens. But that was really one of the very few complaints I had about the game. Otherwise, it's very immersive, very atmospheric. There's great storytelling in the game. You wake up, you've come home from World War One. You wake up as a vampire. And I don't want to spoil anything, but that's where it starts. You end up talking to everybody, and there's this other problem with vampires and stuff. I don't want to spoil anything, so I'm not going to really go into it. If you want to read the review, it's over at 106gaming.net. But
it's a Vampire the Masquerade.
No, Vampire. It's a V-A-M-P-Y-R. Yeah,
oh, Vampire. I think they call that Vampire.
And that was another Don't Nod from, you know, game from Don't Nod, which Focus Home Entertainment is their publisher for this game. They've just been knocking it out of the park with their single-player games. I think single-player story-driven games are kind of a starved portion of PC gaming right now. So when we get these games, it's just, you know, we're so hungry. It reminds me of that joke that Eddie Murphy used to tell about sex. You know, when you haven't had a... He used crackers as a example. He says, if you're a starving man and somebody hands you a saltine, that's the best damn saltine you ever had in your life.
Right.
On that note, I'm hoping that EA just keeps their hands off Respawn while they make the new Star Wars game. I know, oh my god, it's another Jedi. They're playing a Jedi game. But it looks interesting. Respawn's done very well with their Titanfall games and Apex Legends, even though it's a multiplayer game. So I'm having high hopes for that. But like I've learned with BioWare, you just... Yeah, with EA, you can't trust anything.
It's getting to be that way with everybody now. You can't really trust.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just 2019.
It's like understanding the nature of game publisher.
Yeah.
There's still a couple good ones out there, and there's some that are probably at least, they're not bad, but yeah, they do a few bad things, but of course we're going to focus on some of the bad ones today.
The other game I was playing a lot of is The Witcher 3. I've kind of stopped playing it. I was getting kind of bored with it. I'm sure I'll get back into it at some point. But, it's, for some reason, it just wasn't doing it for me. It was making me want to go and play Skyrim. There's a lot of decisions that you can make in The Witcher 3. There's a lot of scenarios that they put you in where I thought it would be a good opportunity for them to give you a decision that would matter. But... it really doesn't. Like, there's certain, after certain conversations, I like to stab some certain people in the face, and it's not giving me that option. Whereas in Skyrim, I can just hack people up if I want to, for the most part.
Yeah. And is this your first playthrough?
Of The Witcher 3? Yes. Yes. So, right now I'm out with the guys that remind me of, like, Celts. They're like I can't remember the Isles. Skellig Isles. I'm out on Skellig Isles right now.
Mm.
Also, the way they did the quest... way they did the quests, I've got this one quest that says it's a level 17 quest, but it wants me to fight a level 24 dude, and he's just wrecking me because I'm not strong enough. I think I'm only level 17, which is why I'm doing the level 17 quest. So if it's level 17 quest, if you're level 17, you should be able to complete it without a problem. And I mean, I'm playing in story mode, and the guy's still wrecking me. So combat's a little janky in that game too. So I'm just gonna step back from it, and then maybe I'll come back to it at a later date. And I actually started playing Star Wars The Old Republic again, because that's my game that I can play and just zone out and watch TV and, you know, just relax and not really have to think too much or get into a new game and learn a new game. And I think I get that way a lot when I'm tired, especially if I've been, you know, if things in my personal life have been really busy or work's been really busy, sometimes you just want to veg in something that's familiar to you. I think that's why I do that.
Kind of like me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you and I are a lot alike.
Yep.
So, the big news this week, or some of the big news this week, one of the U.S. senators, I think he's a Republican, Josh Hawley of Missouri, he wants to ban loot boxes, video games. I think that's fine with me. I don't give a shit about loot boxes.
I wonder how many of his kids bought like 10 loot boxes, and he's like...
They stole his credit card. So how do you guys feel about banning loot boxes? Y'all for this?
Yeah, I've never liked it, especially when it's randomized. Like, you don't know what you're going to get. You know what you might get, but you don't know what you're going to get.
Right.
I don't have a problem with if it's like a kind of a DLC, you spend this money, you get this. Okay. But, you know, the problem is, that, of course, they usually charge like you like $20 when it should be more like $5 at the most, if that.
Yeah, I would rather they do just direct sales. I don't understand why you have to. You're basically paying for a chance to get something, which that's called gambling.
That's basically. I saw a video that talked about this. It's basically going after that gambling part of the brain, the addiction that happens.
Yeah,
that people get addicted to. And they know this, of course, and that's why in many places gambling is illegal. I don't have a problem with gambling as long as, done in moderation, but that's a whole other can of worms. But yeah, this is basically just gambling on its own, and the fact that it's involving people under the age of 18, that's where I have the biggest problem with, and yeah, I'm all up for that.
And I don't, I would prefer direct purchases, and that's what SWTOR has started doing, where they just make everything available on the store for a price. I'm totally cool with that.
Exactly. I said the same thing. Yeah, if they do it like that, okay, cool. Well, I can live with that.
Yeah, and even then, I'd rather they have a dollar figure on there instead of having
buying their currency
in order to. Yeah,
I hate that. That is so annoying. It's like, hey, to buy this, you got to buy our points. So you spend $20 on the points, you buy something that's $18, and you still get $2 worth of points left.
Yeah, they do that.
But you can't buy anything with it. Yeah, exactly. Because now you're like, okay, maybe I can buy something else, and you're never going to be able to get rid of that, get to the zero amount, get your money's worth.
Well, it is a thing. It's never a one-to-one either. It's always like $10 for 800 points or something. And it's like, just make it one-to-one. Like, goddamn, it ain't that hard.
Right. And all they got to do is keep making shit, like skins and shit. That's what Fortnite does.
Yep, exactly.
And I don't have a problem with how they make the skins, because they make some really nice skins. They put effort into it, unlike someone else who I could name that really didn't feel like they put any effort into their skins, at least what I saw when I was playing.
Who?
Anthem.
Oh yeah, that was terrible.
They had some skins apparently, but they were never there when I played.
On the
so I never could
on
get
was
them.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's it. This is why I'm liking the Division 2.
That's a dead game.
I don't
Anthem.
Anthem.
Is dead.
Yeah, it is. It is. But this is why I like Division 2 with their skins. Yeah, you can spend money on it, but they keep having these events where you can just get these skins by playing the game. You don't have to spend money to get them, and then they reward you when you get all the skins.
Yeah,
and the only thing you invest really is your time.
Yeah, but you're playing the meta game there, right? So when you go for the achievements, you're really playing a meta game.
You gotta recognize that with some of these games, there's
there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's what keeps you in the game.
Speaking of which, we need you guys, for the raid. So be ready. We need you to carry Doug.
Doug dragged me up to tier 5, so. Yay. I just got to get some decent gear, and I should be ready to raid by next week.
Yeah, I'm like I crossed the level 30 line, and I've just kind of been sitting there.
Colonel, if you want some help, Bubba and me will probably help you out. Guarantee
it. Yeah, it didn't take long to run. I mean, it was basically two sessions of maybe a couple hours apiece to go from tier 1 to tier 5.
Yeah, I don't even know. No, I don't think I finished the final mission.
What is the final mission? I don't even remember. Is that the White House? Or no, the Capitol building?
There's one past that.
Oh, okay.
If you guys ever want have a chance to get on, I'll talk to you about it. It's some interesting stuff.
So WCCF Tech had an article this week. EA believes it can lessen launch woes like Anthem by doing more soft launches in the future. I don't know what they mean by that, because Anthem was kind of rolled out with like four or five different launch dates. It was kind of confusing, to tell you the truth. So I don't know, what do they mean by soft launches?
We're assuming it's the same like a soft opening for a restaurant, but that doesn't make any sense because they had plenty of beta periods before that. I think they're going to need to focus on more, what's the word I'm looking for? In-house people with that game and can at least tell them, hey, this is going to piss off the gamers if you guys do this. And with Anthem, they really needed someone from the get-go to be the head of the fucking, you know, whole game developments, rather than, well, we'll just keep doing this. We'll take this out, we'll put this back in.
Well, this says a lot right here.
Back in.
You see what the, oh, you can't see my screen. But where it says mobile gaming space, it says EA will try to adopt the soft launch model that's very in vogue in the mobile gaming space. I wish these PC gaming publishers would stop trying to fucking do mobile shit on the PC.
When they do that, they piss us off and they lose people.
Yeah. So by soft launch, do you think they mean like kind of like how they do with a lot of
launch in one area and then see how it does?
Oh, so like almost like
that's how they do in
Telltale games where you get chapters.
No, that's not chapters. But that might be one way of looking at it. We'll see how this works with the remake of Final Fantasy VII, because that's how Sony's going to do it. They're going to release it in parts, which annoys me, but we're not getting into that right now.
So they're going to charge you for each part?
No. It's like, okay, I actually remember there was a game I wanted to play, but it was technically in beta, and you can only get it if you lived in Canada. This was on the mobile phone. This was years ago, though. I think it was a Transformer game, and it actually turned out to be garbage, in my opinion. But I had to, like, you know, go find a VPN for my phone, and then I had to download, and because for some reason they did have some security that detected the VPN, but if I could just download the app, then, you know, once I had the app on my phone, I could just play. But so apparently I think that this might be what they're talking about. Well, they'll release it in a smaller country and see how it does, which I think is stupid. They just need people. They need someone to be in charge from the get-go. They need people to say, finally stand up to EA and say, don't do this. Just let them make the game they want to make, you know, and then it'll probably turn out better. Or I don't know. There's a lot of things I could go on about, but I'll keep us here all day, and I know you have a limit tonight, so I'm going to shut up.
I was just skimming through the comments on that article, and it sounds like they're just doubling down on the dumb shit that they've done recently.
They're never going to learn.
No.
Because, yeah, the first comment is, this is literally the opposite lesson of what they were supposed to fucking learn from it.
Yep.
Randy Pitchford doesn't know what microtransactions are. This was funny.
This I find that hard to believe.
I watched this kind of unfold as it happened, and it was funny. And he just kept digging himself a deeper and deeper hole.
I haven't looked into the story, but I'm gonna hazard a guess and say that he was trolling whoever it was that was.
So Game Informer tweets out, despite Gearbox CEO Randy Pitchford's comment about no microtransactions in Borderlands 3 during today's live stream, we've been told cosmetic items are still purchasable. And Randy responds, come on, guys, shitty clickbait headline. Literally seconds before I said that, I made it very clear we're going to do more cosmetic stuff like we did in Borderlands 2. You know, I was talking about premium currency and loot boxes kind of stuff not being in your game. Why you guys would fuck me on this is beyond me. Thanks a lot. And then it just devolved from there. Apparently he doesn't consider those cosmetic items to be microtransactions.
I mean, he's right on a technicality.
He is, kind of.
I've always thought microtransactions were you need space bucks A in order to do this thing here. Mm-hmm. Or either that, or hey, you have to wait this out, you know, for 3 but if you buy some of our space bucks.
Yeah. Yeah, can't you know, just I think he overreacted, though, to Game Informer.
Mm-hmm. He did. I mean, when he said, you fucked me, I think best of all would be just we say, here's what I said, and left it like that, not with how he responded. But
right. I mean, it was clear that, you know, what that wasn't what he meant. But it's Randy Pitchford, so you know he's going to just get all blow everything out of proportion.
I'm not surprised by the fact that he did blow it out of proportion.
And speaking of Epic and Randy Pitchford, there's a John Wick game confirmed. And unfortunately, it's going to be a PC, or not PC, an Epic Store exclusive.
Nah.
Yeah. So, to be honest with you, though, it doesn't look like the type of game I would play. So.
Yeah, the annoying thing is that even if I were interested, I'm not going to buy it because I don't want to deal with the Epic.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I keep wanting to, I'm debating between going, you know, do I want to play Borderlands 3? Do I want to play the Fallout or the Space Fallout that Whatchamadoodle made that's going to be on Epic? It's a couple other games. The Masquerade game.
Here's the thing.
That'll be on Steam.
Yeah, I was just about to say, just wait out the exclusivity.
That's what I'm going to have to do. That's what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah, because I want to play Borderlands 3, but I mean, if it means waiting 6 months, then that's what I'll do.
That will also be available, though, on, I can't remember if it's Green Man or Good Old Games. They had some kind of issue with the
2019.
The credit card company. And let me see if I can find that.
Yeah, if it's gonna be on Good Old Games, okay, yeah, sure, I'll buy it there. Green Man Gaming, all they do is just sell you skins. Remember, do they have a platform now?
Green Man will resell you a key to one of the other.
Yeah,
yeah.
I said skin. I meant key. Thank you.
Oh, so they'd probably sell you a key to Epic then.
Yeah, that's probably what they'll do.
Well, fuck that.
But if it's Good Old Games. Okay, sure. I'll buy it from Good Old Games because, you know, that's CD Projekt. And they probably need money right now to help push through Cyberpunk. So,
yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
You don't have it on here, and I'll look for the article to bring, and link it in the notes. But apparently CD Projekt has said they're trying to work very hard. Now, this has been said before, but they're saying it again, to be fair and not basically bleed out their employees during crunch time and stuff like that.
Good. Good. Glad to hear that.
Because, yeah, CD Projekt does have a history of burnout with their developers.
That's come up a lot lately with more than just CD Projekt. That's been an issue.
BioWare.
And Activision, or not Activision, Blizzard.
Yeah. Blizzard was the one I was thinking.
Yeah, I was about to say, shit, I thought they all did that. I thought it was, these days, it's like standard operating procedure.
Well, okay, so you know how with the success of The Witcher, they've been, you know, hiring more people, especially now for Cyberpunk, with CD Projekt, but they're based in Poland, and their base pay is a little bit lower than people are used to, and then from the stories I've read, especially during couple years of Witcher 3, the crunch time literally put a couple people into some serious health issues with how long they had to work to get some shit done.
That's allegedly, right?
Allegedly. I don't have... It's one of those... This is what I heard, and I can't find an article or something that has a little more what I would call a grain of truth to it. But like I said, that's why as you pointed out, and I hope I did say it before, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. Got to throw that in there so we don't get sued.
What is Project Proton?
Basically,
I'm not familiar with that.
Hold on here.
Is it something to do with Linux?
Yes. That's Proton is Valve's bundling of DXVK and a custom version of Wine in order to make Windows games that are sold on Steam
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened is Epic, in their infinite fuckery, has bought the easy anti-cheat guy.
Oh, okay.
What they did when, you know, initially they said, yeah, everything's going to be status quo, yada, 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 nothing's going to change.
But something changed.
Yeah, until recently, the easy anti-cheat guys said that they are, like, putting a temporary hold on the development of the Linux version. And, you know, easy anti-cheat typically gets updated fairly often. Mm-hmm. So what that does is all of the Linux games that use it, which are sold on Steam, aren't updated, so they can't be played online publicly anymore.
Yep, because when it'll see that you don't have the updated easy cheat, oh, that is such garbage. Okay.
Right, and for the most part, it doesn't always, I don't believe it runs well through Wine either. So even to use Proton with it, it's probably not going to behave.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's kind of a setback because from what I've seen, I watched Level 1 Techs, and I think they did a video on Linux gaming and Proton. And it's really cool because it makes it easy to play games on Linux. You can install Proton with Wine, and you just download your games from Steam like normal and then play them on Linux. You know, it makes it very easy to do.
Right.
So that's a shame. And I know Steam's really invested heavily in Linux to kind of get the ball rolling with games for Linux to kind of make it a normal thing, you know, so that when you release for Windows, you also release for Linux. But I believe that Tim Sweeney kind of has a history of not liking Linux. He once said that this is an exact quote here, but he once said that trying to move games to Linux was stupid, and that they should instead focus on trying to fix Windows.
That was just kind of stupid because, unfortunately, in my opinion, Linux is going to just keep growing, though, especially in other countries.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Microsoft adds a whole Linux kernel into the next build of Windows for the Windows subsystem for Linux.
Yeah, I heard that on Windows Weekly. It was one of the Twitch shows.
Yeah, so it's like, dude, stop being a D-bag and just... it's like, you don't have to artificially block shit. Like, that's unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, they're just... Epic right now is just totally being a douchey. Scooping up all the exclusives, and now they're doing shit like this. It's just... They bought the company that makes it's that game where you drive the cars, play soccer.
Rocket League.
Rocket League, yeah, sorry, I'm exhausted. I guess they bought that developer. No word yet on whether or not they're going to continue to support it on Steam. As of right now, it's still supported on Steam, but...
Well, it could change.
It has a Linux version, too.
Yeah, the only way I can see them being able to at least not, you know, keep it neutral and, you know, not being shitheads about it, is saying, oh, if you have a copy on Steam, unfortunately we're not going to support it on Steam anymore, but you get it free on Epic. It'd be a shit thing to do, but it'd be the best of what they could do, rather than just saying, oh, we're not going to support it on Steam and not say anything else, and force people to have to buy it on Epic if they wanted to keep playing it. I'm not saying that what I want them to do, I'm just saying that's the best of what I think they probably will do.
The only thing that'll do is piss people off even more, though.
It would.
It's like, I don't want to use your goddamn store.
See, my biggest problem with the store.
It's like, I had it here. It's been working for how long has that been out? Like 3 fucking years. It's like, it was fine until you came and fuck with it. You know, that will be the wrong answer.
Yeah, they had that. Oh, you know, the other big news this week was they had that mega sale. And
oh man, yeah.
There was some shady shit going on allegedly with the mega sale.
No, alleged.
Yeah,
like people saw this with their own eyes. So.
Yeah, base prices going up on some games after the sale went live. so that you were still paying the full price for the game, or what the game had been listed at. And the developer of Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines actually pulled their game from the store temporarily because of it.
Yeah, I don't think they were the only one either, right?
No, there was a couple.
I heard there was a couple, but that's one that I noticed. Apparently, Epic will, though, still honor the price that it was sold during the $10 discount. But I think the people that were trying to sell it or whatever, or I don't know if has anything come out? Was this more the stores, or was this Epic that pulled them?
No, it wasn't Epic. It was the developers.
Okay.
Because what happened was there were games that were already on sale, and then Epic came in with this $10 off of everything over $14.
See, yeah. If they're going to do something like that, that should come from the Epic's side of, revenue. But I don't know if that's how it works on Steam, so I can't really say that.
Well, it did. Epic was basically losing money on this.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but for the developer to pull their title, it sounds like maybe the developer was probably the one actually losing money.
Well, I think the reason why they pulled it was you've got a game that isn't even released yet that everyone is pre-purchasing, or people are pre-purchasing for, I'm just going to say $69. And then Epic comes in and does the sale, and people are picking up the game for $59. So then when release day comes around, and people are going to be kind of unhappy about having to pay $69 when everybody's been buying it from the sale for $59.
Well, that's the thing about sales, though. Everyone mostly knows,
Yeah, but this is a game that has not been released yet.
Yeah, I gotcha. I always say, be smart, shop around kind of thing. If you can find something that's not released, or, it's going to be released soon, and you can find it on sale somewhere, power to you. But
I'm not going to tell you where to buy, but if you can avoid buying from those dodo heads, do it.
Yeah. For me, it isn't necessarily that, it isn't necessarily the store. I don't care how many clients I have on my machine. It's their tactics. It's the way they're doing things that, I don't need to buy any particular game. I can say no. Totally got the willpower not to buy a game. So if you're a shitty company, you're doing shitty things, then I'm not going to give you my money. That's what it comes down to.
Pretty much.
Okay. I did see this, though. I'm just going to post it in Discord. That's from something about the store sale on Blue Gaming that they had. So at least people who bought it,
okay,
think prior to the 16th.
So they're refunding the money.
Yeah. So it's going to be a $10 refund automatically to your payment method you use in the next 7 to 12 days, supposedly. I don't know. Like I said, I've always encouraged people to...
clusterfuck. Yeah.
But this does sound a lot like, Epic didn't talk with the developers about this Epic-wide sale. Because at least Steam always works with their people and their sales, so...
From the sound of it, there's no way that they did.
Which company was it that said they are never going to go on Epic? Or at least exclusively?
Shit, it should be all of them.
Yeah. No, this one made a big deal about it.
Yeah, like,
we're not
going
to sell ourselves just to be on Epic. And it's actually a pretty pretty big game. I think it's more of an indie developer. But yeah, they said that, and all their fans were like, yeah! And I was like, okay, cool.
Either you guys play in Rage 2?
I'm debating playing Rage 2. Right now, I actually have YouTube personality, Jack Frags. He's got the first hour of his gameplay, and I've watched it. It looks like a fun game, actually.
What is it?
Rage 2?
Yeah, I mean, is it a looter shooter? What is it?
It's just mostly a shooter.
Is it like Doom?
I guess you could call it more Doom-ish. But no, I mean, there's going to be points where, so I'm not going to go into the whole backstory, but you're going to have to go from around. You have more or less freedom to go where you want and play how you want with the weapons you find. But there's no, RPG kind of weapons. But there will be, the RPG elements, I think, are going to be in you have to find these arcs. Basically, they're like frozen cryogenic pods or something, and you have to go find them, and then you can upgrade yourself that way.
Is it PvP or like Battle Royale?
No, PvP. It's all single player.
Co-op?
From what I saw. Yeah.
Are you talking about Rage 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been wanting to pick it up for the simple fact that it runs on Vulkan. I haven't decided to put any money down and actually make a move yet, because I'm pretty sure it'll go on sale at some point, and I'm not like pressed to buy games right now.
Yeah, you know, it kind of looks like Borderlands.
It does have that feel to it.
I think that's the aesthetic they were going for, really.
I think, in fact, when the first Rage came out, there was a whole thing about it and Borderlands looking the same. And can't remember who was supposed to come out first or who started development first.
The first Rage is really fucking brown.
It was.
It's not like Quake brown.
50 Shades of Brown.
There was no color to it whatsoever, from what I remember.
Oh, wasn't that the guy from id Software?
Carmack, yep.
Yeah, Carmack. Yeah, I remember that game.
With the virtual textures and like this compression method that only worked
with brown
halfway decent on NVIDIA cards. Using some proprietary tech.
Oh, we got it. Let's wrap it up. It's almost 9 for Jim. What was it that I said I was going to look for in posting the notes? I can't remember what it was now.
Dude, don't ask me.
Jerry, what did I say? Jerry, what did I say I was going to put in the notes? God damn, I can't remember what I was going to put.
We always got to count on Jerry to keep track of things for us.
Jerry's are keeping us
Jerry, you're
steady,
you're officially an intern now. An unpaid intern. All right, so we'll close it up. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at mail@theafkpodcast.net. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, and other places that I don't remember. This show is a production of 106gaming.net. You can find the AFK Podcast at theafkpodcast.net. There you will find links to our Steam group and more. The intro music is called Skate by Kamiku. The outro music is called Battle of Pogs by Kamiku. Both you can find at freemusicarchive.org. And that's it. We will see you in a couple weeks. Peace out.
I love you all. Remember to say hi again.